What's up, guys? I'm Easton Kesha.
And Matthew McQuiston.
And this episode is going to be about the college NIL.
And we had a special guest that emailed us back, Nick Pereca, the coordinator of West Virginia college football team, which was huge for us. And he had a point on the NIL. It was, so has NIL ever changed college? Has NIL forever changed college football by allowing players to make money? He said it has, just because, in my opinion, when he first started coaching at Trenton High School, the NIL was being talked about and he thought it was ridiculous. And at this point, he's changed his point of view, and now he thinks 100% that they should have the NIL and should be making money.
After coaching for 3 years, currently.
West Virginia. Yeah. And college football players should be making money because of their likeness and not just the universities making the money. And they'll also make money through selling jerseys with their names on their back and just playing.
And rings and such. Everything, really.
Mm-hmm. And, like, his thoughts on the NCAA athletes and how they make money in business ventures without losing their eligibility is... One thing about being a college athlete is that our athletes get to be known throughout the community and many people who they are. And now because of NIL, many companies in West Virginia reach out to them, partner with them. Athletes can make great connections to our community and help their football career.
Overall, Nick Pereca said the NIL has certainly affected West Virginia football for both the positive and negatives side of the NIL, name and image and likeness.
There's a lot of positives through NIL, and it creates relationships and money in their pockets. We also, they sell jerseys with the names on it to help them get paid. Another positive is that a group of athletes have been able to travel all around the world and create incredible experiences for them. They have a group of 14 student athletes of West Virginia, all from football, that have been able to travel to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, New York City, and to travel and to Germany in May. And this is all because of the NIL. They have been able to travel and meet the owner and CEO of UGG GNC Protein, and even went to see a play on Broadway in New York City. Our athletes, because of NIL, have great experiences.
But to the positives, there's always going to be some negatives. One of the negatives that there's certainly cheating that happens now because of the NIL. We at West Virginia University do not have such money as some bigger schools like Alabama, Oregon, or Texas. Many bigger schools are offering money to play right away, which is illegal still.
But they are getting away with it just because it's counting towards NIL deals and they're a bigger college and nothing's going to happen to them. And pay for play is not illegal through the NIL laws. But bigger schools are recruiting players in high school and even other colleges and offering them money to play. And we do not have enough money to offer athletes and keep them on the team. Another disadvantage of the NIL is for us that other schools are located in bigger cities, allowing them to partner with bigger companies such as Lamborghini, Apple, and Nike.
Do you think the NIL deal will ever change? Nick Pereca stated, I do not think the NIL will ever leave college sports, but I do hope there is still some change. The NCAA needs to go back through and look at all the rules and laws they have put in place and create tighter regulations to make more fair.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. All right.
He is obviously very experienced, and in my opinion, the NIL is a little bit over-exaggerated, and some players get paid too much money. In my opinion, if you're in college, you should not be making up to millions and millions of dollars just by playing football, because you are also putting the work in the classroom. What do you think about that, Easton?
The NIL should certainly be in the college, but I feel like it's overused and not overrated, but yeah, just overused. Like, they're using it till they're to their advantage, which is, like, is that's good, but they're using it too over the top.
Yeah. Like, when, like, I saw a thing the other day that they were thinking about doing the NIL in high school to where, like, the top high school players in the nation on the top high school teams in the nation can get paid if they make jerseys for them, which is kind of crazy thinking about that.
Also, players are selling rings and other valuable items.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I wouldn't sell a championship ring. I'd keep it in, on display at my house.
Yeah, and well, and basically, there's just too much cheating because of the NIL, and there's just
some stuff
that should definitely be taken out of the NIL and reconsidered, like Easton said. It's just too
much. They need
much,
to look at the rules, like Nick
too
Brown
much
said.
For those kids right now in college just to
some
be
of them are
wanting
freshmen.
To get money.
Some of them are freshmen getting.
They need to
tons of money
for life. They need if they don't go to college, they still need to find a way to work for their money and do other stuff to get money
and not rely on the NIL.
Yeah, they can't rely on the NIL for the rest of their life because what happens a lot in the NFL is once they get their first paycheck, they go spend everything and then they're left broke with nothing else to do and they just are waiting for their next paycheck.
And when, let's just say some college players are using the money to advantage, they might be skipping out on schoolwork and not going towards their education.
Yeah.
But definitely the NIL should be a big part of, is a big part of college, and it definitely should stay. Just reconsider it a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely should stay, but I feel like NIL should kind of only be for, I mean, there's some opinions, some people saying it could be only for D1, but it's not fair for it just to be D1 because
your skill.
Those D2 and D3 players could also be good. And it's like, what if there's a D2 player that is actually really good? And I don't know, because Travis Hunter right now is going to end up being the number one NIL like person, I guess, because he is the most liked and people are going to buy the most of his jerseys. And yeah. Okay.
Well, that kind of,
I think that about wraps it up for this last or close to last episode for Daddy Hacks Podcast.
Thank you so much, Nick Brecka, for responding. We both really appreciate you.
And we're going to give a shout out to Easton's aunt for supporting our podcast. Thank you very much.
Oh my gosh.
And have a good day, guys.
All right. Thanks. Bye.